نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. All Muslims must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslim. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for being here tonight. Inshallah, we're going to discuss an issue which is very important for every Muslim. I call it in my personal terminology, termite. Does any one of you know what termite is? Okay, we have one person know. Who else? This is two people know termite. Three people know the termite. Who will tell me what the termite is? Okay. I think you get a B plus. Anybody would like to have an A? He said it's an insect and it eats the wood or the foundation of the house and weakens the foundation of the house. It sounds acceptable. Now we're going to tell you about how termites can come into Islam. All right. As we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated us to worship Him alone, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sole purpose of worshiping Him, He created us. Is this true? Allah didn't create us to eat, neither Allah create us to play football and watch TV. Allah didn't create us so we build houses. All these things come secondly. But why did Allah create us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, I have created jinn and mankind for the sole purpose of knowing me, worshipping me, serving me, obeying me. This is what we've been created for. So we don't live to eat, but we eat to live. Okay? Our goal is not eating. Our goal is not a job. These things come as an assistant. So the main purpose of every Muslim, male and female, in this life is to worship Allah, to know Allah, and to single Allah with all the ibadah. Alright? So now, while we're building, and we try to do the salah, the siyam, the fasting, the hajj, the zakah, all this ibadah and all this al-amal al-salihat, you can be building, and you have a big house, And after this, there is a termite there. Keep eating in the foundation, eating in the wood, eating the pillars. And suddenly, you may find the whole house collapse. You understand? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Bunya al-Islamu ala khams." Islam been established in five pillars. All right. So if you imagine Islam is like a big mansion, big house, and you trying to erect the pillars of Islam from Salah and Zakah and Hajj and Siyam, but there is some insect and some termite keep eating in the foundation. And after this, make your Hajj goes down the drain. You try to make your Salah, and after this, termites eat in your Salah, and after this, you have no Salah. How this can be? Give you a very simple example that all of you can relate to it. It's not the example that I want to start with, but everybody will be familiar and can relate to this example. I'm sure that most of you, if it's not all of you, know about the famous hadith of the Al-Musi' Salatu, the man who pray badly. The man who pray what? Badly. Okay? This a person in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jazakallahu khair. He came, he met Salah, and after this he came and greeted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted him back and told him what? عود فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. What happened? The man prayed. But an inspector is saying this according the city code or according the heavenly code, according the way of Islam, this is not acceptable. You understand? The man did a salah. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him what? Go make your salah over. Why? He said he didn't make salah. You see what I'm talking about, termite? Something happens there that the salah is not acceptable. It's not even, he didn't even get a C plus, okay? He getting an F, he getting even D, okay? He getting nothing. So the man go, Allahu Akbar, Sami'a Allah min Hamad, As-salamu alaykum Prophet, alaykum as-salam. عُد فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. It's the second time. Seems that this termite needs the Orkan company to come and do something about it. Is it? The man go back again and make salah. Come again, As-salamu alaykum, O Prophet of Allah, wa alaykum as-salam. Go and make your salah over. He didn't make salah. فإنك لم تصلي. You see, the man, now he realized that something destroying this deed that he's doing, that something eating up the blessing, something is taking it away, blowing this blessing away. What's going on? See, وَالَّذِي بَعْتَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لَا أَعْلَمُ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَعَلِّمْنِي. I swear by the one who sent you the truth. I know better. I know no better than what I'm doing. So teach me. Teach me. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him. He taught him what? He said, the atayta salah, and he gave him the same thing what he was doing from facing the Qibla, ثم كبر, ثم اقرأ الفاتحة, قلوا اقرأ ما معك من القرآن, ثم اركع. What is new here? He said, حتى تطمئن راقعا. Okay? ثم ارفع, سمع الله لمن حمده. حتى تطمئن رافعا ثم اسجد سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى أنور حتى تطمئن ساجدا. Now here this the salah will be acceptable. Other than this, something eating it up. Now think for a moment, how many Muslims, I'm not talking about you now, but how many Muslims did you observe them making some kind of salah like this? Enter the mosque or the Musalla, the Zuhri prayer, how many rak'at? Four? How many minutes? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, maximum. Allah, 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 Allah. Run. Let's be honest with each other. How many Muslims do you observe them making salah like this? Oh, you see, me didn't see it, guys, okay, but I saw it. And guess what? Maybe me and you doing it, and we're not paying attention. You never saw somebody say, Sami'a Allah al-Muhammad, holding his clothes like this, as if his pants is going to fly. He doesn't want to let it go because he has to go back right away. سمع الله الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم finish this salah like one of the righteous people. He saw a person making salah. He say come here. He say yeah. He say how long you been praying like this? He say I've been praying like this for 40 years. He said you never pray from since 40 years. قال له بالك قد ايش بتصلي بهذه الطريقة؟ قال له 40 سنة. قال له بالك 40 سنة ما صليت. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. It's very dangerous. All right? Subhanallah. We can have plenty of time to talk with each other, watching TV, reading newspaper, chatting, paying the phone for hours. But when it comes talking with Allah, being in the presence of Allah, having privacy between you and Allah, like it's in America, like this, mean fast and quick. This kind of salah is not acceptable. Is not acceptable. Alright? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Success is for the believers. What is the first quality of believers? Those who are humble, mindful in their prayer. When you say in the Quran, you need to think about what you're saying. It's not what you remember from grandma. أنا غير مغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين آمين الله ولا أكبر الله آمين الله أكبر الله سبحانه آمين. What are you saying? Do you know what you're saying? Yeah, I know. If I slow down, I know what does it Fatiha mean. So what's stopping you to slow down? What is the rush? See, actually, because you understand, you know, in America everything goes fast. You're going to die and you're going to leave America behind you, and America is not going with you in the grave, and you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And guess what? The first thing you're going to be judged by in the day of judgment, أول ما يحاسب العبد به يوم القيامة صلاته. The first thing is your salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِن صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ كُلِّهِ وَإِن فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ كُلِّهِ. The serious problem. This is like your visa when you enter the airport. They don't care what your PhD degree, your master degree, you are in whatever technology. He doesn't care. He wants to see a visa in your passport, okay? So when you come to the day of judgment, the first thing, how is your salah? Salah is good? Did you make salah? If it's yes, did you make it in time? And if it's yes, did you make it in khushu'? You was mindful in your prayer, or you was a rush? So this is something very important. Maybe now the picture is became a little bit clear to you what we're talking about termites. Okay? There is nothing called in Quran or Hadith termites. This, I made up this, you understand, to wake up those who's taking a nap. So did anybody wake up yet? So no, you know what I'm talking about termites now. You want to know more about termites? Or is this enough? More? Okay. Tell you about the serious termites. What is bigger than termites? I don't know, maybe you can tell me. There's a serious one. It can take the salah, the fasting, the hajj, make it flow away. And the lesson been taught to all the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned them about a serious act. If you do it, it's not going to spoil the prayer only. It's going to spoil the prayer, the fasting, the hajj, the sadaqah, everything. And who knows this, and I give him a free CD. Oh, brother, you will get a DVD, not a CD. DVD is more expensive than CD, but I give you one for free. May Allah bless you, brother. Alhamdulillah, brother. You too. Allah give you a wife, inshallah. Say ameen. So? What's wrong? I mean in Hur al-Ain, brother, I didn't say in this dunya, don't start the problem. So I understand, you know, when in Jannah, you're also going to have your wife, and you're going to have a Hur al-Ain. So may Allah give you a wife from Hur al-Ain. Yeah, yes, yes. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Listen carefully to this verse. This Surah Az-Zumur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ آيِي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإلى الذين من قبلك، أي الأنبياء ورسل من قبلك، لئن أشركت ليحبطن صلاتك صيامك عملك، وبعدين ولتكونن من الخاسرين. نسأل الله العافية. Indeed it been revealed to you Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم as way those who before you, i.e. prophets and messengers before him, alright, if you commit shirk, if you associate partner beside Allah, if you make an equal to Allah, all your good deed will be spoiled, will be destroyed, and in the hereafter you'll be among the losers. You so serious? You see how serious it is? This not only spoiling the salah. This man, when he made it Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, first like this, he spoiled what? His salah. But didn't spoil the zakah. You understand? But the shirk, shirk, what is shirk? Shirk is an Arabic term. Comes from the shirk, a partnership. Alright? Like, understand, me and you go and open a halal convenience store. You know what halal convenience store? Not zabiha halal store, okay? No, convenience store halal. That means no beer, no cigarette, no naked magazine, no wine. You know all this haram stuff, okay? But brother, we are in America, I understand. So if I don't sell this stuff, I'm not going to be making money. So this is between you and Allah. Let America help you in the day of the judgment. Okay? So me and you will get together and we have a partnership. You're going, you understand, to work one shift, I work one shift, you understand, or you be the manager, I be the man who runs the company, whatever, and we open a Muslim halal zabiha convenience store. We sell gas, but we are not going to sell the other stuff, okay? Soda is okay, and milk is okay, huh? Now we call shuraka, we are partner. How a Muslim can make a partner beside Allah? Because when you make a partner beside Allah, a shariq with Allah, of course nobody will know, nobody will say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created Ibrahim. Everybody knows that Allah is the creator, he's the only creator, okay? All the Muslims, they did not say the angel Gabriel create Adam as a dumbbell. Everybody know that Allah created the angels, the jinn, the human being, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone. So, but how do you make it equal to Allah, or shariq to Allah, or partner to Allah, okay? That for you to derive some of the forms of worship to other than Allah. You understand what I'm saying? All worship has to be what? Iyaka na'budu. What does Iyaka na'budu mean? Anybody? Come on guys, what's going on? Anybody know? You tired? You sleepy? Lecture is so long, should I stop? What is Iyaka na'budu? Nobody know Arabic here? Jazakallah khair. Tumulim mahatid shindami fil awliya. Amil hajj. La na'budu illa Iyaka. Adi mungkin yani yukun fiha musharaka barda. Iyaka. Leesh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qaddim al-damir. The only we worship, and from thee alone we seek help. Iyaka. I just was telling the brother that the pronoun, okay, Iyaka, thee, came in the beginning. And there is a difference when you bring the pronoun in the beginning and put it in the end. Alright? So when you bring it in the beginning, that only absolutely no other than Allah we worship. Okay? Because if you say na'buduka, that means we worship you Allah, and you can be worshiping somebody else beside Allah. But when you say iyyaka, and you bring the pronoun first, that means the only the we worship, and from the only we seek help. Do you know that some Muslims, they seek help from other than Allah? Anybody know this? Some Muslims, even born in Islamic country and they speak Arabic, and they will seek help from other than Allah. Okay? But إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, it tells you the ibadah only for Allah, and also seeking help only from Allah. You could not seek help from other than Allah. And as example, we see that some Muslims, they will go around the grave or a dome of a sheikh, Mawlana, a saint, whatever you want to call it, you understand, or a wali, and they ask him, they make nazr to him, they put money for the sheikh, they sacrifice animal for the dead sheikh, or say this is the grave of Mawlana so and so, and he is a blessed man, he is a wali, he is the friend of Allah, okay? You tell him, but you could not do this. No, he said, brother, you understand, those are awliya. I know that he is wali. We didn't disagree about that he's wali. But who gave you the right, from where he got the information, it is permissible for you to ask help from the wali? And he say, I'm asking you because, you understand, my wife, you understand, she is pregnant and this, she very have hard time, and please help her. How you can talk to a dead person? Brother, how you can talk about the wali like this? I'm asking you. I'm not cursing the wali. I could not curse the wali. But the dead person is dead. Okay? A dead person could not hear. And if he can hear, he could not help you. Is it true or not? Let me ask you a question. Which one is greater? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the wali? You sure? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah revealed in Quran saying, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Say, O Muhammad, tell these people, I don't possess any benefit or harm to my own self. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not even help or harm himself, can he help me? Can the Prophet help me? So now, if the Prophet could not do it, how is the wali can do it? And I want to tell you, thousands and millions of Muslims, they do this, believe it or not. And those people, they go for Hajj, they spend $3,000 and $4,000 or $5,000, and they make Salah day and night, they make it the Hajj, they have a sincerity in their heart, but they're doing the wrong thing. You understand? Let me tell you a story. Anybody want to hear a story? I don't like students who go to sleep, so I have to use the story. Two people, they want to go to Austin. They want to go where? Austin. One person sat in his house, didn't go to the Greyhound bus station, and one person went to the Greyhound bus station, and he took the bus that going to... No, he took the bus that going to Chicago. So now the question, which one will arrive to Austin first? Why are you laughing, brother? You try to tell me that you understand. Okay, tell me which one arrived first. You fired, man. Which one will go to Austin first? When he sat in his house, he didn't go to the bus station. And the second person went to the bus station and took the bus that going to Chicago. Thank you. Okay? But what is the difference? One didn't do any effort. He didn't do any work. He sat in his house lazy. And the other person, he did an effort, but he did what? The wrong one. So I'm asking you, which one will arrive first? Neither nor. So, but this brother, at least he went to the bus station. Yeah, but so what? You waste your time, your money, your gas, and after this you find yourself in Chicago. At least if you stay in your home, you can find, you have no clothes, but you're in Chicago now. So don't tell me you understand because, oh brother, their intention is good. I'm not worried about the intention. You could not go to the city hall and you do something like and tell so, but sir, my intention is good. We have codes, they have laws, and Allah also have limits and have hudud and have codes and laws. And we can go spend 6 and 10 years to learn about chemistry and science and, but we are not willing to spend 6 months to take a crash of what you call crash Islamic study course. So it's your problem. You read 8 books, each one that big, every semester, but you are not willing to read a book about Tawheed and Shirk as example. So, whose problem? this my problem? Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Abbas, ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfaz Allah yahfaz, ihfaz Allah tajidu tujahat, idha sa'alta, fas'alillah, wa idha sta'anta, fasta'in billah. So, is this not the teaching of the Prophet? Why we turning away? Did Allah send Jibreel? Yes. Did Jibreel reveal to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam convey the message? Yes. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach the Sahaba? Yes. Did the Sahaba teach the Tabi'in? Yes. Did the Tabi'in take it to the Tabi'in? Yes. So what? What happened after this? He didn't study, he didn't learn, he didn't search. So it's not Allah's fault, it's not the Prophet's fault. The revelation is came. And the information is still in the books. I've been surprised if I look in the shelf, I can show you these things here in Quran in one of these books. But Muslims, they understand, they expect them to know everything about their deen without even asking or learning or sitting in a class. It doesn't work like this. You see how serious that you might? Now you're destroying your hajj, your zakah, your fasting, everything. Why? Because you're committing shirk. Some people, they make nazar to other than Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, ask Allah. And if you seek help in Allah. Do you know that love and fear is a form of ibadah? So any form of ibadah, you drive it to other than Allah, you are committing shirk with Allah. Anybody have a disagreement about it? Come on, let's be serious now. Talk to me. Okay? I'm like your older brother. You can talk to me, tell me that you disagree with me. No problem, we can discuss it. This issue is very important, you have to understand. You could not seek help from the Prophet, from the Wali, from the saint, from the dead people. You could not. You could not call in the jinn. You could not say, madad so and so. Huh? Give me strength, give me help. So-and-so, Sidi so-and-so, Sidi Abbas, Sidi Mutawalli, Sidi so-and-so, O Prophet of Allah, do you know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. This is the Prophet saying this. I didn't make up this stuff. He say, whosoever swear by other than Allah, he had committed shirk. Do you know this? Do you know how many Muslims nowadays, everything they say, وحياة النبي والنبي ورسول الله طب وشرف أمي وتربة أبويا. He say, by the honor of my father, I swear by the grave of my mother, by the life of the Prophet, you committing shirk. It's so serious. So brothers and sisters, I could not teach you about shirk tonight. But this is only an example, a little bit taste for you to go to know what shirk, because the shirk is good a lot. And what's tawheed? And you do tawheed and stay away from shirk. Why? Because shirk is so serious, it will destroy all your good deeds. It will turn you from a Muslim to a kafir. Okay? So you have to learn, and you go look for a book in the store, bookstore, on the internet, eBay, wherever you go, to buy your stuff, okay, and look for a book about Tawheed and Shirk, and learn what is Shirk, stay away from it, and learn what Tawheed and do it. So this is with number two that destroy your good deed. Would you like to know one more? Okay. Something called Riya. And Riya also is a shirk, but it's called minor shirk. Riya means to show off, showing off. Doing things for the pleasure of the people. To do things to be praised by the people. You see? Like you're making salah, and after this you saw so and so. Now you try to be more humble in your prayer. So the people say, oh, subhanAllah, look, when he pray, you understand, he almost crying when he recites the Quran. It's not natural in you, but you understand now, When you notice the people watching you, now you start to do like this. Or you're giving money because they understand that people say, oh, mashallah, he's always giving money. Guess the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in hadith about the first three persons will be thrown into hellfire. أول ثلاثة تسعر بهم نار جهنم. Who are the first three people going to be thrown in hellfire? In hellfire. Okay? A hafiz of Quran. Reciter of the Quran. A charitable person. A person who died in the battlefield. Can you believe this? Now I'll tell you what they did. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him in the day of the judgment. فَيُذَكِّرُهُ بِنِعَمِهِ عَلَيْهِ فَيَتَذَكَّرْهَا فَيَقُولُ لَهُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مَاذَا فَعَلْتَ فِيهَا فَقُولُ يَا رَبْ تَعَلَّمْتُ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمْتُهُ لِلنَّاسِ قَالَ كَذَبْ وَلَكِنَّكَ قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئ وَقَدْ قِيلَ. Allah will bring him in the day of judgment, and he said to him, do you remember I gave you gifts, I gave you blessings, I gave you such and such, give you nice voice, give you good memory, ability to memorize, to do this. What did you do about this gift? Because when Allah gives you something, Allah will ask you about it in the day of judgment. Did Allah say, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. So any pleasure in this dunya, Allah will ask you about it in the day of judgment. So he said, so what did you do about these good memories and ability to study? And what did you do with it? Say, oh Allah, I learned the Quran and I taught the people the Quran, memorized the whole Quran for your sake, Allah. He said, you are a liar. And if Allah said to somebody, you are a liar, this is it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. He know whatever the deceiving of the eyes and whatever your heart is concealing. You could not deceive Allah. So when Allah says to somebody, you are a liar, he is a liar. Because Allah is watching and Allah sees your heart. People could not see your heart. People see your action from outside. You're wearing a soap, you have a big beard, you understand? You go to Hajj every year. They see this. But what's inside? Nobody knows. Do you know that some people, they go for Hajj only to see? Yeah. This is their profession. May Allah guide them. Some people, they go to Hajj, but everybody in the village, they see so-and-so, Hajj so-and-so going to Hajj. But they don't know where they go. This happens every year. We see people get cut. You understand? People go around the tawaf. It's so crowded. And they steal. They cut, you understand, their clothes, their belt, and get their money. And this is the reason I always advise my group. I say, first go to the hotel. Take your luggage. Take all your money. Everything, leave it in a safe deposit in the hotel before you go to the haram. Carry with you only about $3-4. This is all what you need. You don't need to carry all these hundreds of dollars and make it off. What? You can have a haircut with 5 riyal, which is about $2 or $1.50. Okay? And you're going to get a soda for 1 riyal. Okay, about 50 cents, whatever it is, less than this. So all what you need, $5 is enough. So if somebody steal your $5, it's not a big deal. But I see people going with $1,000, all of them hundreds, they come back, I say, did I tell you this, guys? Even I wrote it in my book, you understand, the book about Hajj. Say, don't carry a lot. When you go to Tawaf, leave your money there in the hotel. So people see this man traveling, going to Hajj every day. But anybody knows he's going to steal? Only Allah knows. So when Allah says to somebody, you are a liar, he is what? He's a liar. And after this, Allah said, وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ قَارِئ وَقَدْ قِيلَ. You had learned the Quran, so the people will say what? He is a good reciter, he's a alim, he's a maulana, he's a hafiz. and the people had praised you enough, and after this Allah will command the angels to drag him on his face to hellfire. You see? Second, come. What did you do about the wealth I give you? Say, oh Allah, every time I hear somebody say, give in charity, build a mosque, build a hospital, whatever I give. Say, kazabta. You are a liar. ولكنك تصدقت ليقال جوان وقد قيل. You give in charity so people can say, he's so generous. He meant this in his heart. He did this with intention. People praise him. And Allah said, وَقَدْ قِيلَ, the people have praised you enough. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angel to drag him to hellfire on his face. نَسْأَ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَ. So the shirk also, brothers and sister, will destroy your good deed. Whenever you do something, you do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking nearness to Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah, seeking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with you. People could not, doesn't matter how much they praise you, but the name in the newspaper, your picture, you understand? All the things is not going to help in the akhirah. Okay? This is another thing from what we call it, termite number three. Would you like to know one more? It's getting closer to time for dinner. Snack. No dinner tonight, okay? Okay. Going to fortune teller. Arrafin. Qira'at al-Kaf. Finjan. تتذكر أيام القهوة بتاع الزمان دي؟ ها؟ قهوة التركية دي؟ وبعدين تعالي يا أختي شوفي لي بختي ها؟ أنت عارف أنا بقول إيه؟ لا أنا بقول للأخ اللي قاعد قدامه. لا أنا عارف أصل هو مش مصر أنا عارف أنت لكن هو بيقول لك كده. This used to be the coffee in back home is not like this coffee here. It's so thick. And when the people after they drink the coffee, the coffee itself is so thick. So when you put the cup upside down, the coffee make a trace dripping on the cup inside. And women, you understand, usually some women, they don't have nothing better to do. They go visit each other and chat with each other and say, come on, come on. See my luck, found my luck for me. So I say, okay, they drink the coffee together and they put the cup upside down, and after this the lady will take a, open the cup, turn it again. Say, oh, wow. You have a long trip, lady. Your husband taking you someplace. He's going to buy you some. Oh. But I see something here. Say, what? I think he's, you better watch him. I think he's talking to somebody else. You understand? And they do things like this. And some people, they take it serious. And some people joking and things like this. This is very serious. Because the knowledge of the unseen is only belong to Allah. And if you know, you think that somebody knows the unseen, that now you're making him equal to Allah. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to us, that من أتى عرافا فصدقه بما يقول فلن تقبل منه صلاة 40 يوما. Whosoever go to a fortune teller and believe in what he say, Allah is not going to accept his prayer for 40 days. In another hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, من أتى عرافا وصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whosoever go to a fortune teller and he believes in what he telling him, he deny, he disbelieve in what been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see how serious it is? And some people say, brother, we only joking. I mean, I'm not going to take this thing serious, okay? And some people, they go to the newspaper nowadays, they have the, horoscopes, okay? What month you born? Oh, October. Okay, October. And look under. Oh, you're under the snake. You're under the scorpion. You understand? You such a thing going to happen to you. Oh, this. And now with the modern technology, they have what? Now you'll be sitting watching the TV, asking you, send you understand your visa number and the site. Okay? They're going to tell you. And some people, they go and found like a home, and he found a hand, a big picture of a hand, palm reader or whatever it is. Or some people, they use the card, you know, the playing card, but they use it, you understand, until you pick up one card, and after this, they look and tell you that all these things is haram. Even if you joking, it's still haram, and can destroy your good deed. You know, some of the Sahaba, they made a joke. Some of the Sahaba, they made a joke about the reciters of the Quran, which is the meaning that those shuyukh or those people who memorize the Quran, no one have more belly bigger than them, no more coward than them. Yeah, that means if there is a feast, this is the first one to go and eat. But there is a battle, he's the last one, you understand, to go. They're making fun of the reciters of the Quran. Revelation came from Allah. Because this is serious matter. And after this, he said, oh, Prophet of Allah, we didn't mean it, we were joking, only joking. And the Quran say, came, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You see? And if you question them, they will say, we only joking. You never can joke or make mockery of anything related to Allah or Islam or the deen or the prophet or the sheikh or the lihya or the khimar or the hijab. You could not. Never. This is so serious to joke about anything related to the deen. So Allah said, if you ask them, they will say, we only were joking. Say, by Allah and His Prophet, His verses and His messenger, you making a joke? Don't make excuse. You turn to disbelief after you used to be believers. You see how serious it is? And this also from the termite. It can wipe your good deed, take you out of Islam. You go to a fortune teller, or you're making a joke, you understand, about something about Quran, or about the Prophet, or the Mujahideen, or the Sheikh, and things like this. All these things is not acceptable in Islam. Alright? Is it enough? Anybody care for more? You sure? If they fight with you after the Salah, it's not my business. The brother asked for extension. The house, the house of whatever approve it. All right. Drinking the wine. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man shariba al-khamra lam tuqbal lahu salah 40 sabahan." Whosoever drinks wine, Allah doesn't accept his prayer for 40 days. This al-khaba'is, the mother of all the bad and evil things. Because when a person is drunk, he can commit all kind of sins. Can be adultery, fornication, stealing, kidnapping, he can kill, he can curse Allah, he can... Why? Because he lost the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to him, which is the mind. So you don't have any control now over your action, your sin. Plus he may have drive also, you can kill yourself, you can kill others. You harm the property of others, all these things is not. Khamr is haram, brothers, to drink, or to serve, or to manufacture, or to label, or to commercialize, or to transport, or to give it a gift, or to receive it, haram. And a person who is dealing with khamr in any form or shape is cursed. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fall in him. Anybody care for more? Anybody approve it? Alright. Salat al-Asr, brothers. I was talking to a brother and he was telling me he making Jam'ah. I say, brother, where did you... This couple of days ago, I say, where did you make Jum'ah? He say, I combined my Jum'ah. I say, what? And the other brother, he asked me a question. Because I be in my work, can I combine the Asr and Maghrib? Easy, 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 Okay? Can I combine my Asr and Maghrib Isha when I go home because I could not stop work? The brother, you could not do this. You could not do this. He say, Akhi, but when I was on Hajj, because I made Hajj twice, he's telling me that they were combining the prayer. I say, listen, brother, what Sheikh gave you this fatwa? And what if Hajj is something different? Combining the prayer in Arafah, you understand, and Muzdalifah, this is totally different. And this for Dhuhr and Asr, Maghrib and Isha. But you could not combine Asr and Maghrib together. But anyway, Salat al-Asr is very important. All the salawat, the five-time prayers, is very important. But especially Salat al-Asr is called As-Salat al-Wusta. And Allah is saying, guard your prayer, guard over your prayer, and especially the middle prayer. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتون. قانتين. That guard over your prayer, and especially is what? Salat al-Asr. Now listen about Salat al-Asr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in the hadith. What the meaning is? من فاتته صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله. من ترك صلاة العصر فقد حبط عمله. Whosoever abandoned the Asr prayer, neglected the Asr prayer, all his deed is vanished, is destroyed. Allah knows best the deed of that day or the deed of all what he did since he became Muslim, but it's very serious matter. Guess what? In another hadith it say, من فاتته صلاة العصر فكأنما وتر أهله وماله. Whosoever missed صلاة العصر as if he lost all his family and all his property. Can you imagine how serious it is? So inshallah, brothers, that we, from what we learned today, we need to be very careful. It's not enough that you plant a plant, but you need, yani, say, that you have to watch for the plant, okay? Take the grass, the wheat out, okay? And if there is a water, you water it nicely, don't kill the plant. If the wind is so strong, you get a piece of stick and wreck the plant. So when we're making good deeds, it's not enough only to make a good deed, but we need also what? To make protection for our good deed, not to be destroyed. And let me close with one last thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking the Sahaba. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ قالوا المفلس فينا يا رسول الله من ليس له درهم ولا متاع. Do you know who's the one bankrupt among my people? You know what's bankruptcy? In America, you know bankruptcy, okay? A lot of Muslims, they do it, okay? Get into business and bankrupt and get out and, okay? So I say, do you know who's the bankrupt one? It says the one is bankrupt among us, the one who doesn't have property, doesn't have money, like said, وَلَكِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَزَكَاةٍ وَأَعْمَالٍ صَالِحَةً كَالْجِبَالِ وَلَكِنْ يَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا سَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا أَخَذَ مَالَ هَذَا. Okay? فَيُؤْخَذُ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِذَا فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ okay? أخذ من سيئاتهم فوضعت عليه ثم طرح في النار. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that the bankrupt person among my people is the one who come in the day of judgment with a lot of reward, a lot of blessings, okay? And this blessing is so huge like mountain, but in the same time he curses this person, he backbites this person, he slanders the other person, he took the property of the other person. So in the day of judgment, Allah established justice among the people. So what Allah will do? Now the people demanding the right. So Allah will take from his blessings and give the people. Take from his blessings and give the people. Now all this blessing keep diminishing, but after this is zero balance. But still some people demanding the right. So how is he going to get the right? So Allah will take from there sins of the people and put on this man. Now his balance is not even zero, it's minus zero. Now after he came with mountains of blessings, he's what? He's minor. Now he is thrown in fire. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. We don't disturb the other Muslims. Not backbiting them, not slander them. Because we're doing a lot of good deeds, but at the same time, hurting the Muslim by different means and different ways, and the people will demand the right, and after this you will be bankrupt in the day of the judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us from those who are bankrupt. Inshallah, with this, you guys did very good. 51 minutes, you were so patient, and 44 seconds, you did very good. We still have about 9 minutes before we make 1 hour. It didn't make 1 hour yet. It sounds like so long we've been talking here for 2 days, is it? But it didn't make even 1 hour. So if you choose, if you have any question, we can use the last 8.5 minutes for question and answer. Otherwise, this is up to you. You can close, you can snack, you can pray, you can go home. Do whatever you want, okay? Who's the chief here? Okay, boss, what you want us to do? Barakallah fi. Brother asked, do you know a book in Tawheed that we can study it together? This is very good idea. There is a simple book. There is a lot of books about Tawheed and a lot of books about Shirk. But there is a very simple book called Kitab al-Tawheed, Imam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab. Okay? And why I'm mentioning this book? Because this book is in Arabic as well as in English. And will be very good if you can get the sharh. Because the Shaykh, rahmatullah alayh, he only bring a verse and hadith. Verse and hadith. He didn't talk too much. He didn't make too much explanation. Okay? And after this, he put points, like he say bullets, okay, 1, 2, 3. But it needs explanation. It needs explanation. So you need to look for a book explaining Kitab al-Tawheed. And there is books that in the market in Arabic as well as in English for this book, Kitab al-Tawheed, الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. Okay? And it talks about the Tawheed and talks about the Shirk. As example, from the Shirk that a person hanging, like some people, they bought in their doors a horse shoe, okay? And if you ask them, some people bought a broom, say, for a lock. And some people, they bought, okay? They bought certain things, say this to keep the evil eye. This is not right. So now, instead of trusting in Allah to keep the evil eye from you and say ikhlas falakunnas in yourself, now you bought in a piece of a rock, and now you believe that the rock going to what? Protect you from the evil eye. This is shirk. This is very serious. So inshallah, this book as well as other books inshallah can be helpful for this subject. Yes.
You talked about the love and fear of Allah.
Yes. Exactly. But let me explain something to you. The fear, there is a natural fear, and there is a fear which is not supposed to be. The fear, like saying that the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Allah saying in Quran, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبُ. Because Musa, you know that he didn't mean to kill the man, but the two people fighting, one from his people and one is not Muslim. So, and the Muslim man, he asked Musa to help him. So the Prophet Musa understand, he pushed the man, but Prophet Musa was so strong. So by pushing the man, he killed him. So now they want to get Musa, alayhi salam, because he killed the man. So Allah said, فَخَرَجَ he left Egypt, خَائِفًا afraid, مُتَرَقَّب, watching, that they are not going to... So, as example, if you're outside, 2 o'clock in the morning, all of you, something like that. Nobody know Allah is going to put you in hellfire because they're scared. You understand? This is natural thing. But fear in your boss, fear in the people, more than Allah said, brother, why don't come Jum'ah? Akhi, because you know, I could not. They're going to fire me. So your fear for the rizq becomes so great, and the company so great to such a degree that you neglected the order of Allah. So now the fear here will be a form of ibadah, that you fear the human being more than Allah, or that you fear them that they can harm you with something that Allah didn't decree on you. Okay? So, also the love. If you love something and become dearer to you than Allah, this is also the love that can be a partnership beside Allah. JazakAllah. Bismillah. Please explain for us the difference between al-isti'ana wal-istighafa, al-inaba. Also, al-inaba is returning back to Allah. Al-isti'ana, seeking help, regardless if you're seeking it in Allah or other than Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Al-isti'ana, seeking refuge in Allah, saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Okay? And al-isti'adha is seeking the assistance of Allah to protect you from something that you could not see, because the shaytan, as Allah says, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ قَبِيرٌ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُ. That the shaytan or Iblis and the troops of the army of Iblis, they see you from an angle which you could not see him. So now the isti'adha is seeking the refuge in Allah to protect you from something that is hidden, is not visible for you. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. Al-isti'an. إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. I can ask Ahmed as example to give me this cup, because this in his ability and is this in his means. Okay? Brother Ahmed, please, my foot is numb. If you can give me a cup of water. There is nothing wrong with this. But asking a dead person, this is not right now. And asking the alive person something is not in his means is also wrong. Okay? So I ask him to give me some water. But asking him, okay, that bless my wife so she can have a girl instead of a boy, this is not in his means. Asking him to forgive me, okay, this is not in his means. You understand? Things like is not. So you don't ask the living one something is not in his means. You can ask the living one something in his means is permissible. Okay? Asking the dead could not be. Alright? This is what we're talking about, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. Anybody else? توحيد الألوهية والربوبية. توحيد الربوبية أن توحد الله سبحانه وتعالى بصفات الخلق والرزق. وتوحيد الربوبية كان معروف عند المشركين. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله. فمعرفة الله كانت موجودة. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما جاء ليقول للناس أن الله exists، أن الله موجود، ولكن جاء ليعلمهم توحيد الألوهية، وهو إفراد الله بالعبادة، أي لا تصلي إلى الله، فصلي لربك وانحر. فكانوا يصلون لله ولكن النحر للأوثان أو للشيوخ أو هكذا. فكما الصلاة لا تجوز لغير الله، فكذلك الصم وكذلك الخف وكذلك الرجاء وكذلك الذبح وكذلك النذر. فتوحيد الربوبية، the توحيد of lordship, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the only creator and the provider and all the things. But توحيد الألوهية, the deity, that means to single Allah alone with all form of ibadah. The same way you pray only to Allah, the same way you seek help only from Allah. You see? But some people, they will pray to Allah and they will do other things to other than Allah. So as an example, Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to Allah and sacrifice also to Allah. So if the salah could not be acceptable to other than Allah, so also the sacrifice could not be done to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah ta'ayyaban al-marra al-jahi. Barakallah feek. Barakallah feek. Al-wusta. Is it true that the middle prayer, al-wusta, can be also Zuhr, Maghrib, Isha? As a tafsir and supported by hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think was Ghazwat al-Khandaq, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah make their graves a fire on them, kindle the shagaluna an salat al-wusta, salat al-asr. So if there is a tafsir from the Sahaba or the Tabi'een, or there is a statement from the Prophet, we advance the statement of the Prophet. So the Salat al-Wusta here, Salat al-Asr, Wallahu A'lam. Any question, concern, comments, correction? We accept the correction also. Not that I understand I'm undebatable, Sheikh. If you have anything, you think I said something wrong or something that you don't understand, or you disagree, it's a free country. Alright? So you can, free speech also. So you can tell me. Any comments, any correction? Alright, let's take a vote now. Anybody would like the Sheikh to come again? Say no. Alright, we have one person? Okay. You say yes? You're the only one, so nobody else. Inshallah, next time I go to the other mosque, I'm not coming here. Jazakumullah khairan, brother. We're very, very grateful for your time, and may Allah bless you. And inshallah, that try to remember what we talk about tonight, and try to see if any of the things that we mentioned tonight apply to you, and to try to fix and erect the problem, inshallah. Inshallah, after the salah, we have some CDs, DVDs, and Islamic books by Sheikh Adli. We would like to display it here, if you don't mind, and you may can benefit from it, inshallah. So, did it go? Alhamdulillah, qadarullah wa sha'a fa'ala. Jazakallah khair. Five brothers, inshallah, we close here and say Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى knows best. جزاكم الله خيرا.